Roger, go ahead. Is that pitch 10 and yaw 45? Thank you. We got a lot of good things going here. Every time I start to do that, somebody interrupts. You know, we got to get a new rest mat and the whole bloody works right after we. Good block. Okay, auto. Time me 10 seconds, somebody. Good. When I say hack. 2, 3, 1, hack. First, right on the money. What, the Delta V to put in there now? Let's double check each other.
Delta VC.
3501. Big one. Right.
Hot?
Yeah. Put in the eye.
Trick the.
I'm gonna put down a pitch in your eye attitude to nibble on. For, you know, PCC 10 and 45. Yeah, it's 45, damn it.
That's a 92 hours ago.
You got your burn time there now, Bill?
No, it didn't get.
Oh, I got the updated one. What did you get? We got to add 3.7 seconds to what they gave us because the motor has been performing like they said.
That's 10, right.
What's the pitch?
4 seconds.
10. So we got a burn time of 3.22 now?
Alright.
318.
Plus four. So we're gonna, it's still gonna ignite on 1950.
Uh huh.
And it'll be 322.
Be igniting on 1960.
A second later.
That's too good, wasn't it?
16, because it's 0.67.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So like 0.67. 0.57, you mean? 15.67. Make it a little second. Okay, shutdown will be at 40 then, right?
37.
I had 21.
I mean, emergency shutdown.
Yeah,
40.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Starting at 89.19.16, burning 322, shutting down at
2 seconds over.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Shit, that's not too good.
Huh?
That's worse than we got here.
That's worse?
Yeah, well, even though the hot, colder, the better. They last longer, huh? Are you gonna pull out pitch two and yaw two, bigger, bigger?
Yep. Trying to get in a place where you can get some sighting going.
Get some sighting going.
A sighting, you know,
B-22. Oh, B-22? Yeah, we're going into dark as hell.
Are we? Man, look at that. This is just good. There you go.
Whoops.
Get a B-52, which...
Here's a buck. Go on to that. Which way is my optics pointing?
Pretty shippy.
What is our spacecraft weight?
Have you stopped the rate?
Bill jumps on it, yeah.
You got it, Jim?
Yeah. 45 something, Bill.
45, okay. 45597. Okay, may I,
yeah, enter that.
Did you get it, Jim? Oh, you did enter it?
Yeah, I entered it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Based on helium pressure, I guess 4650.
Based on what?
Helium pressure.
Yeah. So. 27. 27 is Alcade. Thirty-one is Arcturus.
Yeah, that's a good one, huh?
Yep.
We'd have enough there to blow it down, wouldn't we? Just put it there.
All ball. Want to record
yeah.
That?
Yeah, I got it.
Proceeding. Kibble angles. Minus, 3040, plus, 402, plus, 3048.
Okay.
Can I, torque?
You may. Approximately.
Not sure we can blow it quite all the way.
We can can blow it for the time to get the short time.
I think we can blow it for over, for about 190 seconds down to 70 psi if you want to go a little lower. You might as well go to the jug, my, probably do it all the way.
Okay.
It's finished.
Okay.
If we do have to, if we do get one tank stuck, I'm going to cut the other one off. So blow them both down together.
What do you mean by that, Bill?
If we get one tank not getting pressurized, I'll shut off the other one so that you don't end up with a big delta P between them.
Right.
Good. Okay, let's go start through the checklist,
shall we?
Okay, first of all, the external delta P, right?
I'm getting my little library part away here.
Want me to go through P-30? Yeah, so you can start right there with P-40. There's the burn test.
All right, go ahead.
A919-1567.
Right.
Okay, plus 35186.
Right.
Minus.
What was that?
01512.
Right.
Minus 00520.
Right.
Okay. Okay. 611, this is not applicable here. Okay?
Yep.
Kind of.
Alright.
If you set it at 3 kind up, I think you'd have it, wouldn't you?
Have you completed P-30?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to P-40. P-30 complete, CMC on.
CMC is
ISS on, spacecraft, SCS operating.
Right.
Test the caution warning lamp, EMS mode standby.
Yep.
Function delta V set.
Right.
And have you set 1586.8?
Right.
Okay, EMS mode standby, delta V set. Set delta VC.
3501.8.
I'll check. 3501.8.
Okay.
EMS function delta V. Non-essential bus. Main B. Cycling cryo fan. Good a time to do it as any. BMAG mode 3, rate 2.
Rate 2.
Delta V, CG, CSM.
CSM.
CMC mode 3.
3.
Auto RCS select 16 as required for ULEC.
Okay, we only need 12, I think. Right?
12?
We don't need the Y selector.
4 jet ULEC.
We got all we need. Okay.
Load the DAP.
Load the DAP. Okay, 4 jets. 1, 2, 3, 4 jets. Okay?
Right.
45601, 45597. Good.
Right.
It's going over Copernicus.
Minus 3 balls, 40, plus 2 balls, 157, right?
Right. I don't know, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, zap quoted.
Okay, rotational control power normal, both AC, DC.
Normal, AC, DC, both.
That's your DET set.
Set and counting.
Burp 37 enter, 00 enter.
Yeah, we have that.
Spacecraft control, CMC and auto.
CMC and auto.
Verb 62 enter.
Verb 62 enter.
Verb 49 enter.
Verb 49 enter.
622, load desired maneuver pad gimbal angle.
180.
Plus 1800.
Pitch is plus 7. 007, right?
Okay.
Yaw's all zeros.
Okay.
Proceed.
Proceed.
5018, auto maneuver. Right. You want it?
Yep.
Okay. CMC and auto.
Right.
Okay, rate 2, proceed.
Okay.
Well, it might be worth putting our leg fans up.
I got mine up.
I gotta go down and figure out where that star, that'll be something.
Thursday once, okay?
Good.
Okay.
Oh, kitchen timer, pretty good deal.
Yeah, it needs to be quite
effective. Brings sort of homey atmosphere.
Yeah, see? I like your cryo. Medium or well? Let me know when you get there.
It's gonna take a long time to get there.
Okay.
Tell you what, I'll hurry it up for Jim to check the voice that's probably over in the car.
Well, don't forget I got the Earth by the moon. You're going back again, are you ready to come in?
That's a pretty good checklist now, isn't it?
Yep. You still see the Earth over there?
Yeah, it's plain as day. Half of Earth.
I thought someone told me we weren't going to have any when we hardly any of the Earth when we came back.
Well, we won't, I don't think. Because we're going to be way out. Roger, Houston, you're getting it.
Does that mean they need the high gain?
Yes.
I'll stop right here then.
Yeah, you're getting it. Roger, and we're stern across.
Yep, got it moving again.
Can y'all hear those?
Okay.
Roger, copy.
That's a double of.
Say that again, will you, Ken?
Can't believe it.
Now, what was it?
Oh, I got it, I got it.
I know, but I'll get it somewhere.
It was in the flight plan, I wrote it.
2839. 89er?
Thank you.
Oh!
Yeah, you might as well not build simulators any other way than they're doing it. You're lining your back on this thing no matter what you do.
I think so. I feel like I'm sitting straight up.
Do you?
Yeah.
You do?
I feel like I've been running the simulator.
Yeah, that's right. Me too. I've been lining my...
The only difference
I feel like I'm in the DCPS.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, might as well do it. I'm giving these an extra little whack here just so they won't get any surprises.
Dude's a pretty small star, too, peacock. Let the old bat take it from here.
I'm going to, just getting in close, and I'm going to get it through that. It's going faster than the bat will take it. It's going roll, and it's going the way we're on.
You
go
live to the GDC, dude?
Yeah. I left it this way so we can tell where we're pointing.
Yeah. Oh.
That's an hard race. Where's the Earth? Can you see it?
No.
Oh, it's out here. Go up this way.
Okay. Get the right antenna.
Okay, so what we're going to do is push down this way.
For Life magazine.
We're there.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to auto trim?
Yeah, we'll auto trim it.
Okay, CMC and auto?
Right.
Proceed?
Right.
Foresight inspection, star jet.
Okay.
You're kind of in deep trouble for doing this.
It's impossible.
We're looking right at the moon. Yeah, you have to wait a while.
Yeah, pretty interesting view, isn't it? That Earth shine is bright.
Let me take a look.
When the Earth sets, then we'll have enough.
Look on here.
Oh. Yeah? Oh, yeah, I see it quite well.
Oh, I might be able to get a star up there, though. What was my star?
Your star was Scorpio Delta. Delta.
And which way was it?
Okay, it was down 0.69.
Yeah.
And left 4.5.
Oh, get that. Well, how the hell would you ever get it? Well, there's some stars up here, see?
Yeah.
Big.
Well, you Scorpio
get,
is...
You're not going to be able to get it until damn near just prior to ignition.
Well, it's an inertial star.
Yeah, but you get an inertial moon in your way.
Well, if he sets the coax and it doesn't hit the moon, then it's okay.
That's right. It's kind of hard not to hit it, though, looking down there like this.
I think you're looking at
the ladder. I'm not getting in your way, am I?
Welcome
you guys are really bad. All right, I'm going to put this thing inertial. Inertial. Power off. Lighting off. Select one. IMU.
I guess I could get on the optics and set the thing all the way up, but all I have to do is wait till he gets there. You guys can go on with the checklist without me. I don't pick it up over there.
Look at that red star going down.
I was trying to figure out what that was too, Bill.
It might be Antares.
Boy. They set in a hurry, don't they?
Sure does.
Well, it's Scorpio. Maybe it was, Yeah?
Well, it would be set now, would it?
Yeah, it would be, if it's going to be part of the Borsite star. It's got to be near the horizon. Near the Flexx axis. Okay, Bill, that's completed. Okay. I won't be able to get a Borsite star because it'll be in the daylight.
What about Jim?
I don't know. I hope he can. Are you going to do that before we press on, Jim? When we get
Double
Umbra, why you can do it then.
What's this Double Umbra?
Double Shadow. When the Earth sets, then you'll be able to. We'll be looking at 9 degrees back, just right down there.
So the Earth sets.
Yeah, the Umbra is the shadow.
Oh yeah, okay.
So we're in the shadow of the Sun. That's the Umbra of the Moon, and we're in the shadow of the Earth. That's the Umbra. You should be able to get a Borsite star pretty soon, because we're gonna come to the end of the.
Are we? Okay, I'll go ahead and set it up.
Wait a minute. Where the hell are we? I'm confused.
We're pitching down this way.
We're not doing anything. Are we maneuvering?
No, we're not. We're on study.
We're inertial, yeah, that's right. And we're not 90 degrees from our burn place yet. When we're 90 degrees from our burn place, we'll be looking straight.
We're over here.
We're coming this way.
Yeah, I know. And we're not upside down like that. We're,
we're
our optics are up.
Optics are positive. We'll go to up.
We're going right through here.
Okay, Bill, when do you start reading the 6 minute checklist?
6 minutes.
What's that time at CET?
Well, let's see here. We'll call it. Let's make it 89.13, okay? And the 5-1 will be at 89.14. Okay. And the 2 will be at 89.17. 35.
I'm just looking where the 52 and yaw 2 sticker breakers are. I want to make sure you pull the right one.
Yaw 2 and 52.
Okay.
I am really screwed up. It looks to me like we ought to be going the other way.
Oh.
Huh? Now look. Oh, here we are right here.
Oh, boy.
What's up?
I should be down here a long time ago.
Here's where we're going to be when we burn, right?
Yeah.
So we're right here now. See? And we're looking straight down at the moon, and the Earth is over here. doing your star check?
Yeah, right in the crater.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do it till we get bastards.
Now, if I can't do it till real late, go start without me.
You'll be able to do it here 15 minutes, 20 minutes, Murray.
The moon is now basically the same material as the Earth is.
I don't know.
Probably is.
Andrew's going to tell you when he lights from the first limb.
Pick up all the gold. I think he doesn't have to. He knows it all right now. Did you hear him? The geologist of the world. I see a few gravels, a few slip discs. There's a strange light down there.
Bonfire?
Campfire. How does it look?
I think you're going to be able to see it pretty soon.
Well, I'll put it in and wait for it.
Okay.
Do I have a computer?
Yeah, Tanner there.
Are you going to read this off to me?
Yeah, what is it?
Bill?
Okay.
I'm hitting the timer.
Oh boy, I hit that damn thing to 10 again. Okay, at that time, you got a star, Jim?
I need the red optic.
Okay, optic mode CMC.
Okay,
and zero off.
Zero off.
Verb 41. Now 91, enter.
Okay, we're going to lose them here pretty soon.
Okay. The shaft is 09240. Plus.
Can we write, you want me to log
in? 09240. Okay. Enter. And the trunnion is plus 25300. Plus 25300. Enter.
No trouble reading my Earthshine.
Oh, I don't have anything yet.
You got the Earth, the moon, I mean?
I can't see either. Light field. I think I'm still on the Earth, by the moon.
What is your, what's your shaft, companion?
Shaft is 02940.
2940, yeah.
Left 25.3 degrees footing.
Oh, well, you're looking down into the side. We gotta wait to get past the 90 degree point.
I think I see it coming up.
Roger, thank you, Houston, Apollo 8.
I see the limb, and I see the stars coming up.
You got optic power zero, and well, you haven't done that yet, huh?
Oh, I'll wait till I see the star. How much time do we have?
Half an hour.
There's our friend out there.
I don't really see Australia or something down here on the bird. I'm gonna get Earth set here in just a second.
Any luck, Jim?
It's coming up, but I think I can almost verify it right now because I have Groose and Peacock is in line with the bottom parts of Groose. Yeah, this object is exactly in line with it. Yeah, I'm just saying, I think that we can almost verify it right now. This is a pretty...
Look at that. Look at that, Frank.
Thank you.
Look at the Earth.
Yeah.
Setting?
Yeah.
They were down in Carnarvon.
Huh?
They were down in Honeysuckle.
That was Australia.
You don't see that very often, do you?
Okay.
Well, the moon's still there. I see it coming up. Stars are coming up, but the moon's still there. Now, if you guys want to go on a little bit further, go ahead without me.
Well, we got a lot of time.